It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen! 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good afternoon and welcome inside Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, where today your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you today for the Marauders pregame show. Partly cloudy skies overhead, and thankfully it does not look like weather will be a concern today after the very opposite had been the case for the past several days here in Central Florida. Temperatures in the mid-80s and should be just about ideal conditions to play ball this afternoon as the Marauders look to grab a series split after losing three of the first five games in this series. After last night's doubleheader split, the Marauders winning 3-0 in the opener before dropping the nightcap 2-1. So the Marauders, for a fifth consecutive series, will not be able to win this series. Their last series win came way back at the end of April, very beginning of May. And as they look to climb out of this slump they've been in as a team for a month plus now, a winning note to go out on here at the end of this road trip would be ideal before the Marauders make their way back home to Lee Cobb Park, where they open a new series against Clearwater on a Tuesday. The Marauders send right-hander Justin Mice to the mound against left-hander Carlos Pena for Lakeland. We'll get into the pitching matchup and the starting lineups a little bit later. First, we will step aside, and when we come back, the weekly farm report coming your way. Contributions from John Moses, the voice of the AA Altoona Curve, and Jack McMullen of the AAA Indianapolis Indians. That's coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Indianapolis Indians, I'm Jack McMullen. The Indians are in Omaha this week, seeing the Royals-affiliated Storm Chasers, and the week has continued to swing back and forth. First, a walk-off home run for Omaha's Nate Eaton in a 2-1 win on Tuesday. Then Indy won convincingly on Wednesday, dropped a tight one Thursday, won a tight one Friday, and just got edged out 7-6 on Saturday night. Despite the back and forth, nothing could stop Travis Swaggerty. The former first-round pick had multi-hit days in each of the first four games this series, and before Game 5 on Saturday, he was told to stop getting ready because he had a flight to catch. Best of luck to Travis as he gears up for his Major League debut. Indy here concludes the road trip tonight with a 6 p.m. first pitch. Sunday Night Baseball. From Indianapolis, I'm Jack McMullen.
With the Altoona Curve,
I'm John Moses. This week, the Curve received some reinforcements to their bullpen with the promotion of left-hander Tyler Samaniego from High A Greensboro at the beginning of the week. Prior to the promotion, Samaniego allowed just one earned run in 17 innings for the Grasshoppers, good for a 0.53 ERA, and he last allowed a hit on April 15th. Drafted in the 15th round in 2021 out of South Alabama, the same college as Pittsburgh's 2018 first-round selection, Travis Swaggerty, Samaniego has made three appearances this week with the Curve and picked up two saves with three strikeouts in three innings pitched. When asked what's made him so successful this season, Samaniego has pointed to a few key elements.
I think it's just a lot of trust in my stuff and believing that people are going to have a hard time hitting it as long as I put it in the zone, and that's just my main focus right now is getting everything in the zone and keeping my team in a position to win. I think I'm just now honestly starting to learn how to pitch because I was more of a hitter my first 2 years in college. So I think the best thing is just actually focusing on pitching, working one pitch at a time, actually figuring out my body and how it moves best.
The 6'4" left-hander has also benefited from a fellow bullpen ace's influence on his career.
Probably Craig Kimbrell, because we from the same town, went to the same high school coach, now with the same agency, and pretty close with the family. My brother lived with his younger brother in college, and his other brother, Matt, he also played in the Braves organization. He helped coach me up a little bit, too, in high school.
Altoona wraps their series with Bowie on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, a game that can be seen for free on MLB.tv as the MLB Pipeline Game of the Month. With the Altoona Curve, I'm John Moses.
Our biggest thanks once again to John Moses, voice of the AA Altoona Curve, and Jack McMullen up at the AAA Indianapolis Indians for their contributions to this week's Pirates Farm Report. Pregame show continues after these messages as we go over today's starting lineups between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. It's time to meet the starting lineups for today's series finale, beginning with the visiting Marauders, a record of 22-8. The Marauders looking for the split here in the series. Marauders send second baseman Mike Jarvis to lead off, followed by shortstop Davis Nadal, who's performing well in his first week and a half as a Marauder. Center fielder Rodolfo Nolasco, hitless in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday, will bat third. First baseman Jace Bowen, stinking the ball well over his last three games, is batting cleanup. Catcher Grant Cook bats fifth. The DH Angel Basabe bats sixth. First baseman Alexander Mojica, looking to break an 11-game hitless streak, is batting seventh. Right fielder Randy Romero bats eighth. And left fielder Luke Brown, a lot of speed in that bottom of the order for the Marauders. Brown batting ninth, playing left field. For Bradenton today, the Marauders send right-hander Justin Mice to the mound. Pirates' 10th-round draft pick last year out of Eastern Michigan. Mice having a solid season. 3-4 record, 3.50 ERA. A 1.33 whip, opponents hitting .252 against him, and averaging just over a strikeout per inning on the campaign. For the homestanding Flying Tigers, a record of 24-26, they are the third-place team in the West Division, just one place ahead of the Marauders. Here's how they look for manager Andrew Graham. Third baseman Isaac Pacheco leads off. Left fielder Carlos Mendoza bats second. His .449 OBP is second highest in the Florida State League. Shortstop Manuel Sequeira bats third. The DH Roberto Campos bats cleanup. First baseman Justice Bigby bats fifth. Donny Urys de la Cruz is catching and hitting sixth. Center fielder Esne Chacon batting seventh. Second baseman Frank Veliz hits eighth, and right fielder Austin Schultz hits ninth for Lakeland, who sent left-hander Carlos Pena to the mound. Pena, not to be confused with a former Major League first baseman, also happens to be a left-hander, though. 23-year-old southpaw from Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Good numbers for him as well on the year. 3.21 ERA, 1.13 whip, a solid mark, and facing the Marauders for the second time this season. His only opponents to a paltry 207 batting average. So there are your starting lineups for the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Sunny and partly cloudy skies overhead. The clouds that are around us, though, do not look harmful in the least. These are puffy white clouds and just adding a little bit of texture to our backdrop here in Lakeland. Should be a beautiful day for baseball with temperatures in the mid-80s. So that's your pregame show. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you in the series finale between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit Brit.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland, where the Marauders and Flying Tigers are getting ready to play the sixth and final game of the six-game series. In this West Division battle, left-hander Carlos Pena takes his warm-up tosses for the Flying Tigers. Slightly built left-hander from Santiago in the Dominican Republic, signed with the Tigers organization in March of 2019. His last two starts have been brilliant. Total of only six hits allowed over 11 innings of work, and only one unearned run allowed over those two starts. So, tough task here for the Marauders hitters in the series finale. Mike Jarvis will lead off for Bradenton. Jarvis softly drawing a pattern in the dirt just outside the right-handed batter's box before he gets settled in. Digs into the box. Carlos Pena peers in for the signal. He's into his windup, and the game's first pitch is taken at the knees for a called strike. We're underway right on time, 1 p.m. 85 degrees, partly cloudy skies above us. Sun shining brightly down on the field. Pena with the 0-1. Jarvis lays off high and outside. As expected, a little bit lighter crowd on hand here on this Sunday afternoon. Saw a pretty decent-sized crowd last night, especially as the second game got underway. 1-1 is a little bit high. Two balls and one strike. Mike Jarvis batting .235. One home run, 13 RBI. Left-hander Pena winds up and deals the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Jarvis went up to try and get that fastball. He missed. Fastball sits anywhere from 89 to 91 miles per hour for Carlos Pena. Put some sink on it. Also brings a changeup. A really good one. Curveball and a slider. Now into a slow motion, the 2-2. Jarvis swings and pops it up on the first base side. That's headed to the seats. A win today for the Marauders would give them a series split. Would avoid a fourth series loss over this past month plus. 2-2 coming. Jarvis, a swing and a miss. Strike three. There is that changeup from Carlos Pena. One away, let's meet the Flying Tigers defense here in the finale. In the outfield left to right, it's Carlos Mendoza, Esne Chacon, and Austin Schultz. Infield consists of Isaac Pacheco at third base, Manuel Sequeira, the shortstop, Frank Veliz, the second baseman, Justice Bigby, the first baseman, and Donna Uris de la Cruz, the catcher. Lefty-lefty matchup as Davies Nadal steps up next. First pitch, swinging a pop-up, third base side, far out of play. Nadal's proven to be a little spark plug for the Marauders in eight games. Hitting .280, picked up his first RBI on a run-scoring triple the other night. 0-1, bounces low and outside. Meanwhile, for the Flying Tigers, looking for a series win, third-place team in the West Division, trying to make up some lost ground against the first-place Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, second-place Clearwater Threshers. Pena peering in for the signal, looks like he's having trouble seeing. Now into the windup, 1-1. Nadal takes a slow curveball outside corner for strike two. Shade creeping over the infield. The 1-2, nowhere close, bounces far low and outside for ball two. If it weren't for the fact that he's left-handed, Carlos Pena, you may look at him and think build-wise, probably a middle infielder. Here comes with a 2-2. Swinging a foul back. Nadal gets a piece, stays alive. And indeed, Pena listed at just 5'11", 160 pounds. More typical of the build you would see of one of those speedy middle infielders. His windup and the 2-2 again. Nadal swings in front of a slow curveball for strike three. Start for Carlos Pena with two outs. Nobody on. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. Long gold sleeve on the right arm of Nolasco. Marauders wearing the road grays today. Special camouflage uniforms, meanwhile, for the Flying Tigers. Nolasco swings at a first pitch change. Misses. Between the two games of the doubleheader last night, Nolasco went 0-for-6 with a walk. That one at the knees for strike two. Pena went to the fastball that time. Nolasco turns around and wants to challenge the call. Call is upheld. Strike two. Pena into his windup, the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and down goes Nolasco for strike three. Pena strikes out of the side in order here in the first inning. We head to the bottom half. No score early on here at Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here at Publix Field in Lakeland, we see right-hander Justin Mice for the Marauders making his warm-up tosses. Mice enjoying a solid second professional season, a 3.50 ERA that has seen him pitch mostly in a starting role this year. Opponents batting 252 against him, brings in a 1.33 whip. Most of his outs have come in the air, and he has struck out 37 batters over 36 innings of work while walking only 13. So Justin Mice making his 10th appearance of the season, his 7th start. And the right-hander from suburban Pittsburgh will go to work against this Flying Tigers order. Lefty-lefty, righty, top third of the lineup for Lakeland. Isaac Pacheco, Carlos Mendoza, Manuel Sequeira. Isaac Pacheco hitting .389 in this series. Bats first. Mice into his windup and the pitch. Pacheco swings and lines one to right field. That falls in for a base hit. So hitting right close to .400 in the series now is Isaac Pacheco as we meet the Marauders defense. Outfield left to right consists of Luke Brown, Rodolfo Nolasco, Randy Romero. Around the horn on the infield, Alexander Mojica is playing third base. Davies Nadal at shortstop. Mike Jarvis at second base. Jace Bowen again at first base. And the catcher, Grant Cook. Mike's working with some early traffic on the bases. Here's Carlos Mendoza, who looks at a fastball strike. .287 hitter on the year with a .449 on base percentage. That ranks second in the Florida State League. Mendoza examining something inside of his navy blue batting helmet was causing him some discomfort. He tends to it, sets back in the box, ready to go. And the pitch by Mice misses low and inside. Alex Lowry, played umpire today. Challenge system being utilized here in the series finale. Matt Watkowski is the base umpire this afternoon. Third baseman Mojica plays up in case of a bunt. Pitch to Mendoza. Is just below the knees for ball two. Difficult combination of skills for Carlos Mendoza. Good discipline and also that small strike zone for opposing pitchers to work with. He stands 5'7". Next pitch, low and inside for ball three. Mendoza came up with a decisive solo homer in the bottom of the fifth inning, game two of yesterday's doubleheader. His first home run of the year. 3-1 from Mice. That Fastball at the knees for strike two, and Mendoza asks to challenge. Overturned, ball four. And Mendoza was so confident that was ball four that even as the plate umpire Lowry turned toward the booth, Mendoza continued to remove his protective equipment and drop his bat. Early trouble for Justin Bice and the Marauders. First and second with nobody out. Dangerous hitter here in Manuel Sequeira. Tied for first in the FSL with 12 doubles on the year. The set and time called. Pitch clock violation called on Bice. One ball, no strikes. Not a good start for the right-hander this afternoon. He deals. 1-0 pitch, swung on, foul back. Sequeira tied with Isaac Pacheco for the team lead with 22 runs batted in. Pacheco on second, Mendoza on first. A lot of wheels on the bases for Lakeland here in the first inning. No score. The pitch. Breaking ball swung on, hammered to left field, but right to the left fielder Brown reaches up and makes the catch. And the runner tagging toward third, but Pacheco just a bluff. Turns back around and retreats to second on the hard fly out to left by Sequeira. That brings up Roberto Campos. Game 2 of last night's doubleheader. He went 0-2. That ended a 5-game hit streak for Campos. Still reached base safely in 8 of his last 9 games. Pitched by Mice. Campos takes it at the knees for a strike. Bottom of the first inning. No score between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Lakeland threatening, though, with 2 aboard and 1 down. Shade creeping over the diamond from beyond the outfield. The pitch, swinging a high fly ball left field. Luke Brown has a beat on it, gently going back toward the track. Stops shy of the track, makes the catch. Both runners tagging up, and they will both change their minds and head back to first and second. Weather is warm, sun is shining, and the wind not blowing in today. So hitting conditions will be a little bit friendlier than they've been for the majority of this week. Brings up Justice Bigby, a two-out opportunity for the home team. Justin Mice, meanwhile, just one out away from wiggling away from trouble here in the first. The pitch, Bigby, righty batter, swings and fouls it back. Bigby playing in about two-thirds of his team's games this season. Hitting 214, one home run, 6 runs batted in. Pacheco leads off second. Mendoza off of first. Here's the 0-1. Bigby lays off outside. Fastball from the low to mid-90s for Mice. That one up to 94. A single, a walk, and a pair of flyouts. How this inning has unfolded so far. Mice ready. He deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss by Bigby. Strike two on the slider from Mice. That's his bread and butter. Go to that against right-handed hitters regularly, occasionally on lefty batters. Runners on first and second take their leads as Mice is ahead in the count. 1-2. The pitch is swung on and lined to right center field. That's in for a base hit. Pacheco around third. He's coming in to score. Up to third base and stopping right there is Carlos Mendoza. And the Flying Tigers have a 1-0 lead here in the first inning. One strike away, and Justin Mice not quite able to put away the inning. Chance to recover here against Donayuris De La Cruz, the right-handed batting catcher. The set and the delivery. Runner bluffs for second as the pitch is swung on, fouled away down the right field line. RBI single by Justice Bigby, putting the Flying Tigers in the early 1-0 advantage. by sets and the delivery. Swinging a soft liner to left center field. That drops in for a base hit. Scoring from third is Mendoza. Going up to third base is Big B, and he is safe at third base. Throw from left field was dropped by Alexander Mojica, and so he can't make the tag. Everybody's safe at a 2-0 Lakeland lead. Going to get any easier here. Esne Chacon will be the batter. No error will be charged to Alexander Mojica on that play, by the way. Spin and a throw to first, and close play despite De La Cruz going back and standing up. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders nothing. Back-to-back RBI singles by Big B and De La Cruz. Pitch to Chacon. Misses high. First inning on many occasions for Marauders starters this season has been a real slog. Seventh man to the plate here, the first for Lakeland. Crouching stance from the right side by Chacon. The pitch, a swing and a high fly ball toward the right field corner. Romero over toward the line into foul ground, leaps up and disappears from sight. Not able to make the catch. From our vantage point here in the booth, a high sidewall there is that part of the ballpark. Right field corner foul ground houses a couple of elevated picnic areas. So any right fielder that goes into foul territory in that right field corner disappears from sight from the vantage point of those up here in the booth. So count goes to 1-1 on the foul ball by Chacon. Runners on the corners, two away. The pitch by Mice. Slider into the zone, called strike two. Nice sweeping breaker, finding its way back over the inside half of the plate. Mice trying to avoid further damage now. His 1-2 pitch, runner breaks for second. This one swung on, lifted to shallow center field. Center fielder Nolasco in, waits underneath it, and makes the one-handed catch off to his left shoulder. Inning over, but back-to-back RBI singles give the Flying Tigers a 2-0 lead. We're on to the second. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24-7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Seeing the ball well over his last few games, Jace Bowen stands in the box for the Marauders, leading off the second here in Lakeland. First pitch to Jace, misses in the dirt for ball one. Left-hander Carlos Pena, the junk-balling left-hander, struck out the side in order in the first, getting Jarvis, Nadal, Nolasco, each of them down swinging. 1-0 to Bowen. Takes that pitch low for ball two. Sinking fastball, low 90s for Pena. Also brings the changeup. Curveball, the occasional slider. Left-hander rocks and deals the 2-0. Bowen stares one down just off the plate outside for ball three. Flying Tigers lead 2-0. RBI singles in the first by Justice Bigby and Donna Uriste de la Cruz. the 3-0 pitch to Bowen. Outside quarter, called a strike.
Oh, you know, another day.
Team leader with 7 home runs, 28 runs batted in for Bowen. 6 for his last 11 at the plate. Really crushing the ball. 3-1 pitch. That's low and outside for ball 4. The Marauders have their first base runner of the game. So after the early 2-0 deficit, the Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Grant Cook. Catcher from the state of Arkansas, who hit 10 home runs between two levels of the organization last year, brings that power potential from the right side. The pitch, Cook swings and fouls it back off the screen. Well, some exciting news in Pirates land today. Outfielder Travis Swaggerty, who played for the Marauders in 2019, called up to the big leagues from AAA Indianapolis. Former Marauder Rodolfo Castro optioned down to AAA to make room on the roster. Here's the pitch, breaking ball, check swing, and Cook could not hold up. He went around. Chases it low for strike 2. Swaggerty, the outfielder from the state of Louisiana, 24 years of age. He'll be making his major league debut when he plays his first game. Pena comes set, now steps off the rubber. Swaggerty came into the season tapped by Baseball America as being the best defensive outfielder in the Pirates organization. The toss, Cook swings and misses, fooled on a breaking ball, strike 3. 4 strikeouts already for Carlos Pena, 1 down here in the second. In addition to best defensive outfielder, best outfield arm, as rated by Baseball America in the Pirates organization. So congrats to Travis Swaggerty, former Marauder. Another one up to the bigs. Angel Basabe bats next for the Marauders, who trail 2-0 here in Lakeland. Pitch, bunt shown briefly, pulled back in time, taking low for ball 1. Giant white cloud moving in front of the sun, shading the playing field. Pena with a 1-0. Basabe takes just off the plate away. Incredibly close. Marauders trail 2-0. Jace Bowen earning a leadoff walk. He's still there on first base with 1 out. Third baseman Pacheco plays up in case of a bunt. Pena deals. There's a swing and a soft flare towards shallow right, but the second baseman Veliz backpedals softly and makes the catch for the second out. This is the MO of Carlos Pena. He will keep hitters off balance, induce a lot of weak contact, and he will pick up a few strikeouts here and there. He's gotten the Marauders fooled pretty big so far. Here's Alexander Mojica, a man who has especially struggled with the off-speed pitch lately. Pitch by Pena. Mojica takes a knee-high strike. Mojica mired in an 11-game hitless skid, 0 for his last 33. The pitch. Swing and a miss, breaking ball in the dirt. Knocked down by De La Cruz. Good work. Marauders trying to take advantage of that Jace Bowen leadoff walk. He's still there on first base. Getting some dirt from his cleats as he stands on the bag. Sidesteps into his lead with Justice Bigby holding him on. Pena is set at the chest. And the 0-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball foul down the line by Mojica. Third baseman Pacheco playing deep, guarding the line against the right-handed pull hitter. We saw Mojica, before he went into the slump, did a pretty good job of spraying some line drives into all parts of the field. Trying to get his season back on track. He represents the tying run at the plate for the Marauders here in the second. Pena ready, left-hander deals the 0-2, swing and a miss. Down goes Mojica for strike 3. And the inning is over. Move to the bottom of the second. Flying Tigers maintain their 2-0 lead here at Publix Field. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Justin Meiss back to the mound for the second inning for the Marauders here in Lakeland. Bradenton trailing the Flying Tigers 2-0. Meiss looking for a cleaner second inning here as he deals a first pitch slider strike to Frank Veliz. Second baseman, who bats right-handed, hitting just 111 over his first nine games. He challenges that call, and a call is upheld. Remains strike one. Meiss wastes no time on the mound. His motion, the 0-1. Slider again. That drops in for strike two. Slider is sharp today. Left a couple of good-looking pitches out over the heart of the plate last inning, allowing Lakeland hitters to bash them. 0-2. Check swing of the pitch in the dirt. No go on the check swing as the Marauders appeal. Frank Veliz, 22 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Here's Meiss with the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased in the dirt on the slider. Grant Cook picks it up and throws to first to complete it. Strikeout opens up the second inning. Now to the ninth spot in the order. Austin Schultz will bat next. Schultz, the Tigers' 10th round draft pick last year out of Kentucky. Taking the same round as Justin Meiss, went to the Pirates. 10th round last year. First pitch to Schultz is a knee-high strike on the fastball at 93. Schultz regularly the leadoff hitter for the Wildcats last spring. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncer up the middle. Shortstop. Ranging to his left. Nadal kicks it and throws late to first base. Rolled up the heel of his glove. He couldn't field it cleanly, and so that will be the third error of the season charged to Davies Nadal. Track record for the Marauders this season, not good when errors are committed. And Bradenton coming into this game with the second highest error total in the Florida State League. Pitch to Isaac Pacheco, swung on and driven down the left field line, foul. The Marauders with a grand total of 58 errors on the season now. Actually make that 60. Two errors in game one last night of the doubleheader. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a liner into center. And that hangs up long enough for Rodolfo Nolasco to make the chest-high catch. Yet another ball stung by Isaac Pacheco. The Marauders get lucky on that one, though. And now Justin Meiss will face Carlos Mendoza. Trying to maneuver around the one-out error. Two outs. Lakeland leading 2-0 here in the second. The pitch. Swinging a foul. Coming back this way. Knocked down by the backstop. No runs, no hits. One error for the Marauders this afternoon. Two runs, three hits, no errors for the Flying Tigers. Third baseman Mojica creeping in case of bunt. Pitches high and inside. Mendoza not showing any sort of indication that he was bunting on that pitch. Mojica even with the bag. First baseman Bowen, meanwhile, holding Schultz on at first. The pitch. Take it at the knees for strike two. Carlos Mendoza wearing the number 3. A couple of number changes for the Flying Tigers for this special military-themed jersey. Camouflage jerseys for Lakeland today. Black and gray and white pattern camouflage. The 1-2 thought about it, took the pitch high for ball two. Outfield straight away for the Marauders. Infield shading left-handed batter just slightly to the pole side. 2-2. Outside corner, strike three. Call him. Mendoza wants to challenge it. Let's see what we get. Call stands, strike three. Mendoza doesn't like it. So Justin Mice able to work around the one-out error. And the inning is over. We're through two. Lakeland still leads 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On we go to the third inning in Lakeland. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders nothing. Randy Romero leads off for Bradenton against left-hander Carlos Pena. Wind up and the toss. Romero shows bunt, pulls back, and takes the pitch low and outside. 19 games played for Romero this season, hitting just .197. One home run with 5 runs batted in. The 1-0 offering. Take it just outside for ball two. Marauders could use some wheels on the bases here. Got a Jace Bowen leadoff walk in the second. Unable to advance him. 2-0. Romero takes below the knees for ball three. Little pause in the frame there by De La Cruz, hoping for the strike call. Flying Tigers don't challenge it. 3-0 now from Pena. Misses low and inside for ball four. And Randy Romero earns a leadoff walk. The Marauders have had 2 base runners early on here, both of them via the free pass. This time here in the third, they'll try and produce something from it. Luke Brown will bat next. Brown, who has homered once this season, at the plate representing the tying run. Pena kicks and deals. Brown takes a fastball strike, nicely placed in the outside corner. 244 batting average, but a .385 on base percentage for Luke Brown. Always willing to draw a walk. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, falls into the strike zone, strike two. Not very noticeable splits for Brown. His batting average just about even against lefties and righties. Pena with the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three. And Brown doesn't question it. That's already the 6th strikeout for Carlos Pena. 1 shy of his season high. That brings up Mike Jarvis. And this Marauders lineup lately continues to be fairly strikeout prone. Jarvis batting from the right side. Pickoff move to first. Little low throw handled perfectly by Bigby, though. Romero back in, standing up. 5 of the 6 games last series, For the Marauders against Fort Myers, five of those six Fort Myers starters struck out seven or more. Runner goes, pitch low and inside, throw to second by De La Cruz. Not in time, and the ball trickles into center field. Romero stands up and hustles into third base. An additional bobble. Romero coming home. Throw home from center field is late. Romero scores. Oh, wheels by Randy Romero. Oh, man, and the deficit is trimmed to one. That, folks, is what speed can do. Randy Romero steals second and then takes not one but two bases on the error that allows the ball to roll into center field. Wow. Mike Jarvis gets the 1-0 pitch and takes onto the outside corner. Strike one. For those listening at home, bet you didn't have that on your bingo card as to how the Marauders would score their first run. Here's a swing and a high fly ball, shallow left. Mendoza charging in. Shortstop Sequeira out, and Mendoza wants the catch. And he makes it for out number two. That brings up Davies Nadal. So it's now a 2-1 ball game. Marauders scoring that run without a hit. Still looking for their first hit of the afternoon. Davies Nadal waits in the left-handed box, gets the pitch from Pena, and takes a fastball for a high strike. That error, by the way, charged to the catcher, Donna Yuris De La Cruz, on the throw. That allowed Romero to score. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, check swing, bouncing ball, foul down the first baseline. Randy Romero now a perfect 4-for-4 in his base-stealing attempts. And if it hadn't been for that extra little bobble in center field by Chacon as he looked to pick the ball up, Randy Romero would have had to stop at third. A couple of deep breaths by Pena is 0-2 to Nadal. Breaking ball buried in the dirt. Shade swallowing up the playing field again as the 1-2 pitch arrives, and that is over the head of Nadal, and he gets some bad luck as that ball clips off the barrel of his bat. A foul ball. Nadal ducking underneath that looping curve and just so happened to find the bat.
Yeah, I've seen that. He's like rolling over.
Here comes Pena. That slow windup and the 2-2 offering. Fastball swung on, fought off, foul. Nadal went down swinging his first at bat. Now he gets the 2-2 again. Outside on a breaking ball. Very close. And the count is 2-2. And the count incorrect for a second there. 2-2 on Nadal. Slow windup. Extra hesitation that time by Pena. Pitch is taken low and inside. The count now full. Pena will vary up that windup from time to time. We saw a lot of that last season from a couple of Marauder starters, most notably Santiago Flores. Liked to play with his delivery quite a bit. 3-2 to Nadal. Breaking ball late. Swing and a miss. Strike three. A little indecisive there. And the Marauders are finished here in the third inning, but they get a run on a stolen base and a throwing error as Randy Romero shows off the wheels. 2-1 Lakeland as we move to the bottom of the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Game here in Lakeland, the Marauders trail the Flying Tigers 2-1 as Justin Mice's first pitch of the third inning is low and inside, ball one to Manuel Sequeira. Line out to left field, first time up for Sequeira. The 1-0, swinging a weak bouncer, foul down the third baseline. Picked up by manager Andrew Graham, who chucks it over the extended netting down the line, finding a young fan over there. Boy, maybe 12 years old, wearing a neon green hat. Outfield straight away on the right-handed batting, Sequeira. The windup by Mice in the 1-1. Slider swung on, rolled over, grounded foul. Third baseline again. Flying Tigers with RBI singles by Justice Bigby and Donna Uris de la Cruz in the first inning, made it 2-0. Randy Romero stealing second base in the third for the Marauders. And advancing two bases, scoring on a throwing error. Slider low and outside, it sweeps. Sequeira holds off, 2-2. Clouds receding, sun shining back onto the field as the 2-2 pitch arrives. Slider low and outside, and no go on the slight check swing by Sequeira. He holds up, the count moves to full. Justin Mice with two strikeouts on the afternoon. Into his windup. The 3-2, Sequeira swings, and it's a high fly ball down the left field line. Mojica, third baseman, runs out of room. Rattles around in a couple of empty seating sections. Really no wind to speak of here in Lakeland. That American flag atop the Berman left center, almost completely motionless. 3-2, swinging a pop-up, out of play. So we are not seeing for... pretty much the first time this series, not seeing any discernible wind factors on fly balls. Mice with another 3-2 pitch. Sequeira swings and drives this one out of play. This is something that the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles last week did a really good job at. A lot of deep counts and a lot of two-strike foul balls extending plate appearances, driving pitch counts high. 3-2 again. Breaking ball swung on and double hit foul. Sequeira, a little slow sweeping swing and inadvertently made contact again on his backswing. The ball bounced back up. Yet again, the 3-2 from Mice. Sequeira swings and fouls this one back. I'm mistaken, this will be pitch number 10. Mice takes a breath. The right-hander deals the 3-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Justin Mice wins the 10-pitch battle. The first man to the plate retired here in the bottom of the third. And we'll bring up Roberto Campos. Righty on righty. Pitch to Campos from Mice. That's at the knees. A called strike. Campos thought it was low. Doesn't challenge it. Next pitch. Taken low and outside. Flying Tigers lead 2-1. Led 2-0 coming out of the first inning. The Marauders getting one back in the third. The 1-1 offering. Breaking ball swatted on a line drive right to Mojica at third. Little slide to his glove side and he takes care of it. Well done by Mojica at the hot corner. Grabbing that scorcher out of the air, and Campos retired. Well, just to clarify on that long battle between Mice and Sequeira to lead off the inning, that was an 11-pitch at bat. Sequeira going down looking at the two-strike breaking ball. Justice Bigby next up. First offering takes high and outside. Marauders only run coming on Randy Romero, stealing second base, drawing an errant throw into center field. Scored on the play. The 1-0, swing and a miss by Bigby. That was all made possible by just the slightest little bobble in center field by Esne Chacon. As the catcher's overthrow went into center. 1-1 from Mice. Fastball misses low. That was pitch number 50 for Mice. Two outs here in the third inning. Not a bad mark. 2-1. Swing and a bouncer up the middle. And a dive stopped by Nadal. He gets up and will not have a play at first base. He hangs on to it. Probably the wise choice there. As Justice Bigby legs out the infield single, he's 2-for-2. Now Donnyurius de la Cruz, who delivered one of the two RBI singles in the first, will bat for the second time. 235 hitter this season. One home run. 10 runs batted in. And the toss. Fastball there for strike one. Flying Tigers with a one-run lead. Bottom of the third here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Mice offers, slight step, and gets a breaking ball into the zone for strike two. With the way that base runners have been able to time up Marauders' pitchers' moves, wouldn't be surprised to see more Marauders' pitchers work that slide step in. 0-2, swung on, foul back. One of the biggest examples of that was Anthony Solomito, who saw five stolen bases against him in his professional debut last week. Did much better in that department in his last start. A few days ago here in Lakeland. The 0-2, taken high for ball one. It's not all on the Marauders' pitchers, though, to be fair. This is, so far in the Florida State League this season, been a league of a lot of elite base stealers. The 1-2 from the right-hander. Swing and a pop-up out of play behind home plate. Going to see a lot more skilled base stealers this coming week at Lecom Park with the Clearwater Threshers coming to town. They're the leading team in that category. That is a Phillies prospect-packed roster for the Threshers coming to town. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed strike three, and Justin Mice throws up a zero here in the third inning. Remains a one-run ball game, Lakeland 2, Bradenton 1, as we move into the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Now you're watching a minor league baseball game featuring a Detroit Tigers affiliate when you see the Little Caesars Pizza Race, one of the title sponsors here for the Lakeland Flying Tigers and for Tigers spring training. Got a little kid from the crowd participating in that on-field contest. Staff member standing in shallow center holding an empty pizza box. Little kid has to start on the right field line, run and grab the empty box, and sprint back to the finish line with it. Little girl slowed down near the end, but staff members kindly meeting her with that little mobile finish line there at the end as she started to lose a little steam. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco leading off for the Marauders. Fourth inning. Takes strike one from left-hander Carlos Pena, matching his season high with 7 strikeouts. Next one in the dirt for ball one. Left-hander facing the right-handed hitter in Nolasco. Pena the windup and the offering. Swing and a tapper foul. Lakeland in front, 2-1. Series finale on this Sunday afternoon. Flying Tigers going for the series win. The Marauders trying to salvage the split. Pena with the windup and the 1-2. Nolasco swings in, bounces it softly to short. Sequeira grabs it. Off-balance throw to first is in time. And the first baseman, Bigby, just barely maintaining contact with his toe on the base. Nolasco running hard all the way, but he's retired one gun. Marauders still looking for that first hit of the afternoon. Jace Bowen drew a walk, and now Rodolfo Nolasco walking back very slowly, and he's in a little discomfort on his way back down the right field line. Athletic trainer Casey Lee for the Marauders, jogging around behind home plate, going to meet Nolasco in foul territory down the first base line. Play is paused as they tend to Nolasco. I certainly hope he'll be able to continue, and we won't know for sure until the next half inning. Nolasco, of course, was out on the play. So he walks slowly back with Casey Lee, and they're going to assess his condition when he gets back to the dugout. Marauders already playing one man short. They've already got a couple of position players on the IL. Sung Che Cheng, landing on the IL a couple of weeks ago. Been without his services for a couple of weeks. And Juan Jerez, also on the IL, placed on the IL a couple of days ago. Appeared to be grabbing at his hamstring after an infield ground ball earlier in the series. So Jace Bowen bats. First pitch is taken low and inside. So I really hope that Nolasco will be okay. Pena into his windup, the 1-0. Bowen swings in front of a changeup. Working quickly, left-hander with the 1-1. Bowen swings and misses again. Changeup once more from the left-hander. Jace Bowen, a club-best 407 slugging percentage this season. In addition to his team-leading 7 home runs, 28 RBI. The 1-2 pitch coming. Bowen takes curveball outside. Marauders, one run, no hits yet. Flying Tigers, 2 runs, 4 hits. The 2-2. In the dirt, Bowen works it full. Pena peering in for the signal from De La Cruz. Here comes the southpaw with his payoff pitch to Bowen. There's a swing and a fly ball out to right center field. Right fielder Schultz hustling inward, and he makes the catch. Sunglasses on. Two gone for the Marauders. Really a remarkable start today from Carlos Pena. 11 of 13 batters retired. The only two base runners he's allowed have been on walks. Bowen with a walk in the second. Romero walked in the third. As we've mentioned, his stolen base and the error on that play allowed him to score the Marauders' only run. First pitch low to Grant Cook. Meanwhile, Carlos Pena sitting on 7 strikeouts today, matches his season high, which he's done 3 times previously. The pitch bounces in the dirt. Career high in strikeouts for Pena is 10. Did that last season in the Complex League. July the 27th, over 5 innings. 2-0, way outside. Grant Cook getting a 3-0 count. Fairly quiet crowd on this Sunday afternoon. Flying Tigers in a 2-1 lead. 3-0 pitch from Pena is up and away for ball four, and Grant Cook draws a 2-out walk. Angel Basabe will try to put something in play now. And before he gets the opportunity, timeout called. Pitching coach Juan Pimentel comes out for a mound visit. And while we have the opportunity, we'll look at the big league scores relevant to the parent clubs of these two teams this afternoon. For those Flying Tigers and Detroit Tigers fans listening in today, big club visiting Yankee Stadium. Tigers and Yankees locked at 2 apiece in the bottom of the 7th inning. And the Pirates this afternoon hosting the Diamondbacks at PNC Park, bottom of the 1st, that game scoreless. Mound meeting over. Peña on Basabe, runner on first, two outs. Left-hander deals. Basabe takes high for ball one. Well, two straight three-ball counts, and now first pitch ball to Basabe. Peña starting to lose his handle on the ball a little bit. This one in the zone, inner half for called strike one. Big leagues, by the way, Javier Baez, a RBI double for the Tigers. Daz Cameron with an RBI single. 1-1 pitch. Basabe swings big and misses. Late on a fastball. Pirates sending Zach Thompson to the mound. He is through one scoreless inning against the Diamondbacks. Lefty on lefty. The count 1-2 on Basabe as Peña steps off the rubber. Start readjusting the belt with his left hand. Leans in for the signal. Now his hands together above the belt. 1-2 to Basabe. Swing and a ground ball pulled foul down the first baseline. Peña intermittently taking his time between pitches. I've seen brief spurts from him today where he's been quick between offerings. Especially as things have continued on, though, he has slowed his pace considerably. Grant Cook on first. Here's the 1-2 again. Breaking ball low and inside. Good eye. Angel Basabe with a soft line out to the second baseman in his first try today. Two for his first 12 in a Marauders uniform. Peña ready. 2-2 pitch coming. Fastball bounced weakly back to the mound. Peña races in, picks it up, glove side turn, and fires to first in time. Little glancing blow of a collision, but no harm done. Inning over, the Marauders are being held hitless through four innings today. 2-1, Lakeland leads. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new five-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Justin Mines has done a good job since a rocky first inning. Scoreless second and scoreless third. He's back for the fourth for the Marauders, who trail Lakeland 2-1. Bunt shown by Esne Chacon. He pulls back and takes low. Spencer Smith with you this Sunday afternoon from Publix Field in Lakeland. Justin Mines facing 7-8-9 in the Flying Tigers order. The 1-0 on its way. Chacon swings, bounces it foul past third. Chacon hitting .394 on the season. A .486 on base percentage. That coming in 12 games. Has a 5-game hit streak entering this contest, so looking to extend that one to 6. As he tries to help his team extend its 1-run lead. Mice with a 1-1. Swing and a tapper foul. 4 strikeouts for Justin Mice in the afternoon. 2 each in the second and third innings. Including one at the tail end of an 11-pitch battle against Manuel Sequeira opening up the third. Next one low and outside. 2-2 on Esne Chacon. RBI singles by Justice Bigby and Donnie Urias de la Cruz in the first for Lakeland. Marauders getting one back in the third on a stolen base and a two-base throwing error. 2-2. Check, swing, and a miss. Chacon could not hold up. Strike 3. Slider is wicked today from Justin Mice. Now the 22-year-old Venezuelan, Frank Veliz, bats for Lakeland. Pitch, right-handed batter, takes a skipper in the dirt. Marauders on the road, grays. Lakeland in the camouflage, black and gray and white. Special jerseys today. Here's a swing and a bouncer to third. Grabbed by Mojica, moving to his glove side. Throw on to first, on target, two gun. Send Mice settling in nicely. He's retired 9 of the last 11 batters faced. Sun and shade coming and going on the field as Austin Schultz digs in. Pitch taken low and outside. Marauders, 1 run, no hits. Flying Tigers, 2 runs, 4 hits today. The 1-0. Swinging a line drive, blistered to left center. That falls in for a base hit and splits the gap. That is a big alley out there. Schultz is going to run. He is into second base and has to stop right there as Luke Brown, the left fielder, is up with the ball quickly on the near edge of the warning track. So that one could have been a lot worse. As Austin Schultz nonetheless claims a 2-out double. And not the guy you want to be facing with a man in scoring position, Isaac Pacheco. 1-for-2 today, and the out recorded on him last time up was a hard hit ball itself. Line out to center last time up. Mice delivers. Pacheco swings and sends a lazy fly ball to left field. Luke Brown easing toward the line. Plenty of room to work, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. A 2-out double by Schultz goes for naught here in the fourth inning. We are through 4 here in Lakeland. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Go to the fifth inning. Score remains Lakeland 2, Bradenton 1. And the Marauders without a hit through their first 4 innings. Trying to change that now. 7-8-9 to the plate for Bradenton. Alexander Mojica followed by Randy Romero and Luke Brown. Marauders Marauders with three walks on the afternoon, accounting for their only base runners against left-hander Carlos Pena, who is back to pitch the fifth. Left fielder Carlos Mendoza clearing a baseball from the field out there, throwing it to a kid on the grass berm. Here's the windup and the pitch to Mojica, who takes up and away for ball one. Mojica struck out his only trip to the plate. The 1-0 toss. That's on the outside corner, a strike. Mojica playing third base today. He's made a couple of nice defensive plays at the hot corner. The 1-1. That's a hair low for ball two. Sharp eye. That has not gone away from Mojica. Will chase the occasional off-speed pitch out of the zone. Still maintaining some decent plate discipline, though. 2-1. That is at the knees for a strike, and immediately Mojica asks for a challenge. Alex Lowry turns around, motions to the booth. Overturned. So the count moves to 3-1 on Mojica. Good decision there. Carlos Pena rocks and fires. 3-1 is swung on and missed for strike two. Like that pitch would have been right around the upper reaches of the strike zone. So they count full on the slugging third baseman. 3-2 coming, and Mojica takes strike three. He wants to challenge again. Turn around to the booth, and it stands. Strike three. Mojica cannot believe it. Strikeouts continue to climb for Mojica, 17 of them over his last 35 at-bats. That's a new season high, 8 strikeouts for Carlos Pena. Here's Randy Romero. He flashes bunt, pulls back, and takes a low strike. It was Romero who walked, stole second, and scored the Marauders' only run so far on a throwing error. Pitch cut on and missed for strike two. Pena shakes off one signal, shakes off another. Now gets the one he wants. 0-2 pitch to Romero. That is on to the inside corner. Strike three. Romero wants to challenge that call. That one stands. Strike three. Ninth strikeout of the afternoon by Carlos Pena. One shy matching his career high of 10 as Luke Brown stands in. Carlos Pena crafty all day long on the mound for Lakeland. Pitch to Brown. Swinging a bouncing ball, first base line. Big B picks it up and dives onto first base and beats Brown to the bag. And the inning is over. Almost a little communication breakdown between pitcher and first baseman. But Big B handles it to end the inning. Marauders held hitless through 5 innings here in Lakeland. We go to the bottom of the 5th. Flying Tigers 2, Marauders 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders hitters puzzled at the plate today. Fortunately for Bradenton, right-hander Justin Mice has been pitching pretty well over his last few innings. A two-run first, scoreless ball since then for Mice. Go up against a tough part of the order here for the Flying Tigers. 2-3-4, Carlos Mendoza, Manuel Sequeira, Roberto Campos. Lakeland on top, 2-1 in this game. Here's the windup and the pitch by Mice. Mendoza takes one a little too high. A walk in the first, came around to score on a Donny Urias de la Cruz single. Struck out looking last time. Mice with the 1-0, swinging a foul off the mask of the catcher, Cook. By the way, remaining in the game for the Marauders in center field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Saw him come up in a little bit of pain after crossing first base on a ground out earlier. Good to see him staying in. 1-1 pitch there for strike two from Mice. Nolasco playing straight away in center field on the left-handed hitter. Left fielder Brown playing a little bit toward the line. Time called by Mendoza. Readjusting the Velcro quickly on those white batting gloves. Digs back in, choking up a couple of inches on the bat. The 1-2 coming from the righty. Breaking ball swung on and dribbled foul. Justin Mice has picked up 5 strikeouts today. Just halfway to his career high, which also happens to be 10. Left-hander Carlos Pena, 9 strikeouts today for Lakeland. 1-2 upstairs. Carlos Pena, as we mentioned earlier, career high 10 strikeouts last July in the Florida Complex League for the FCL Tigers. 2-2 from Mice. Swing and a foul off the mitt of Grant Cook. This is pretty much the way the entire series has gone. Runs are precious. Runs hard to come by. Already had a couple of one-run games in this series. Next pitch low and outside. And the count moves to full on Carlos Mendoza. Always a familiar sight with this tough, scrappy left-handed hitter at the plate. Mice with a 3-2. Mendoza swings and lifts it down the left field line. Luke Brown watches it sail out of play. Navy blue socks showing for Mendoza. White pants cuffed below the knees. Into his open stance from the left side. 3-2 again for Mice, swinging a liner out to right field. Stopping in its tracks, Randy Romero barely has to move, and he makes the shoulder-high catch. Now out number one. In each of his last 3 innings, Mice has allowed just 1 base runner. And in one occasion, the 4th inning, was able to strand a man in scoring position. Has not allowed a run since the 1st inning as he continues on here in the 5th. Here's Manuel Sequeira. First pitch, a swing and a high fly ball down the left field line. Foul. Sequeira is 0-2 today. Lined out hard to the left fielder in the 1st. Struck out on an 11-pitch at bat in the 3rd inning. Next toss. Swing and a drive out to center field. Nolasco hustling back, still going back. Looks up into the sky and makes the catch, stopping a few strides shy of the warning track for the 2nd out. Well, that is a long poke out in that direction. Straightaway center field, 420 feet here in Lakeland. And Nolasco had about a good 30 feet to go. Flying Tigers getting someone up in the bullpen now. Pitch to Roberto Campos. There's a swing and a pop-up out of play, first base side. Flying Tigers lead 2-1. The 0-1 to Campos from Mice. Slider spins low and outside. Campos has flied out to left and lined out to the third baseman, Mojica. 1-1, breaking ball in there for strike two. Mice through 4 2/3 solid innings, trying to make it an even 5. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball to short. Nadal scoops it up. And the throw to first is on the money in plenty of time. Inning over. Justin Mice, 2 runs allowed through 5 innings of work today. Looking for some run support. The Marauders trail 2-1. Moving to the 6th inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Heading into the sixth inning, Marauders looking for their first hit of the game. Trailing Lakeland 2-1, here's Mike Jarvis taking ball one outside from a new left-hander. This is Matt Walker, Illinois native, 13th round pick by the Tigers in 2019 out of Illinois State. Here's the 1-0. Jarvis, a big swing and a miss, down to his knee on the follow-through of the swing. Matt Walker of 5.87 ERA, over 12 appearances, all in relief this season. The 1-1. Jarvis takes outside, ball two. The Marauders have had a few base runners. Three walks, one each in the second, third, and fourth innings. Randy Romero walked in the third, stole second, scored on a throwing error. That's how the Marauders have gotten their only run. 2-1, low and inside. This game well within reach, only in the sixth inning. A lot of baseball yet to be played this afternoon. Walker winds up and deals a 3-1. Jarvis swings and misses strike two. That looked to be a good pitch to go for, though. Fastball middle away. Sun emerging back out from behind the clouds again as the 3-2 comes. Jarvis swings and fouls one off. First base side off the underside of the roof, covering the seating bowl on the first base side. Couple of startled fans down below heard that baseball fall down and rattle a couple of rows behind them. 3-2 again. Jarvis swings and punches this one foul. Jarvis 0-for-2. Strikeout and a flyout to left. Walker goes to the rosin bag, squeezing it behind the mound, dropping it down to the dirt. He gets the sign, ready. The windup and the 3-2 again. Jarvis takes in the dirt for ball four. The Marauders are getting base runners. They have not been able to make anything of them, though, other than Randy Romero taking advantage of the aforementioned throwing error back in the third inning. Final line, by the way, for left-hander Carlos Pena. Five innings, no hits, one unearned run. Walked three, struck out nine, a season high, one shy of his career high. Walker working with the man on. Bunt shown by Nadal. He bunts it foul down the first baseline. Well, Marauders are going to take a hit any way they can get it. Bunt is not out of the question here for a guy like Davies Nadal, who we have seen within this series bunt for a base hit multiple times. Top of the sixth inning. Flying Tigers have yet to allow a hit. Walker, the lefty, stares at first base. Now delivers. Nadal swings and pops one up. Heading out of play down the left field line. Teammates cautioning left fielder Mendoza that he was approaching that sidewall. Now, there is one of those so-called unwritten rules in baseball. You don't break up a no-hitter with a bunt, but hey, look at a guy like Nadal, who has that within his skill set. and you're looking to win a close game like this, do what you need to do to try and win. Count is 0-2, though, and a step over and throw over to first. Jarvis back in, standing up. So the count 0-2 on Nadal, unlikely to bunt again here. Walker is set. 0-2 pitch to Nadal, swing and a foul back. Partly cloudy skies rolling overhead. Beautiful blue skies with fluffy white clouds all layered throughout. Picture a perfect day for a game here in Lakeland on the Sunday afternoon. The 0-2 again, Nadal swings and misses, strike three. Hat trick today for Nadal. Down on strikes for his third time. It's one gone for Rodolfo Nolasco. The strikeouts this season have not been frequent for Matt Walker. Coming into this game, only 13 strikeouts over 15 and a third innings. Almost as many walks as strikeouts, meanwhile. 12 walks. Pitch to Nolasco. Misses low on a fastball. Third season as a professional for Walker. Spent all of last season with Lakeland. 25 appearances, mostly in relief. The 1-0. Nolasco swings big and misses. Walker made his pro debut in the summer of 2019. Made just one appearance at short season Connecticut. Went just two-thirds of an inning. Allowed five runs. Pickoff throw to first. Jarvis in, standing up. He's not getting that big of a lead. That said, Jarvis has stolen plenty of bases this season, tied for second on the club with 9 steals, 9 for 12. The 1-1, swinging a bouncing ball, third base line, foul. Flying Tigers, 2-1, they lead. Marauders have a left-hander loosening in their bullpen. That appears to be Jake Sweeney. Good chance Justin Mice is finished after 5 solid innings today. Walker with the 1-2. Nolasco takes in the dirt. A good block by De La Cruz. Nolasco is now trying to break up a 3-game hitless streak. Center fielder Chuck Cohen playing deep and shading Nolasco a couple steps to the opposite gap. 2-2 coming from the left-hander. Nolasco takes on the inside corner for strike three. Dismayed at the call, Nolasco slowly turns and walks away. And now if you're looking for somebody to break up this no-hit bid, Jace Bowen, about as good of a bet as the next guy. Team leader in home runs, runs batted in, and slugging percentage, stinging the ball to all fields lately. Jarvis dances off first. Pickoff coming that way, and Jarvis is picked off. Gustavo Omana is irate, and he is shouting at Matt Watkowski from a distance. Mike Jarvis picked off at first base on a crafty move by Matt Walker, and the top of the sixth inning is over. We head to the bottom half. Lakeland leading 2-1 as manager Jonathan Johnson will argue the calls as we go to the break. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Leacom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota.
Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Still leading 2-1 here at Publix Field as Jake Sweeney gets a pop-up, I should say, to right field to begin the bottom of the sixth, and Randy Romero hangs with it, makes the catch. One pitch, and Justice Bigby is retired. Flying Tigers with 5, 6, and 7 in their order to the plate here in the sixth inning. Marauders have been held hitless in their first six innings at the dish today. Jake Sweeney on in relief of Justin Mice. Finished after five strong innings. Not getting any run support, though. There's a pitch, a swing and a ball belted deep to left field by Donna Uri de la Cruz. If this ball's fair, it's gone. This ball is fair and gone. A home run. Back to a two-run lead for Lakeland as Donna Uri de la Cruz golfs one onto the berm in left field. De La Cruz with home run number two on the year. And on an afternoon where runs are already tough to come by, it's not going to get any easier for Bradenton from here on out. I bring up Esnay Chacon, Jake Sweeney. Didn't even get to introduce the numbers to you on Sweeney just yet. Deals to Chacon, who takes inside for ball one. Sweeney, who came into this season having not allowed a home run in his brief professional career, has now allowed three this season. Sweeney with his windup in the 1-0-2. Chacon, righty batter, swings and ropes one to left field for a single. Flying Tigers not only making a bid for a series win today, also helping back their pitchers here with a little additional run support in what has been a no-hit bid through Lakeland Hurler's first six innings of work. So a little offense behind their effort now. Frank Veliz next up. He's 0-2. Jake Sweeney deals, and the pitch comes in a little too high. Manager Jonathan Johnston staying in the game, by the way, although he was getting heated with base umpire Matt Watkowski. Called Mike Jarvis out on a pickoff, ending the top of the sixth. 1-0 is there for a strike. One run, no hits for Bradenton. Three runs, seven hits for Lakeland. Sweeney sets, slide step delivery, swung on, popped up out of play over toward the first base seats. On first base, Esne Chacon, who runs well. Sweeney's ready at the belt, so look over at first base. Step and throw to first on a pickoff. In safely, Chacon with a dive. Home run by Donnie Uri de la Cruz. Solo blast onto the top of the berm in left field, making it a 3-1 game in favor of Lakeland. The 1-2, breaking ball just upstairs. Deep part of the outfield, covered in shadows now. Sun shining on the infield. The 2-2 runner goes, swinging a bouncing ball, pulled foul up the third baseline. Brendan Dixon pops out of the Marauders dugout and barehands it just in front of the dugout as if he were playing third base today. Dixon getting the afternoon off here in the finale. Always comes to the ballpark with a lot of energy. Always a fun guy to watch. Count is 2-2 from Sweeney to Frank Veliz. Chuck Cohn, the runner on first. The pitch, not going. 2-2. Called strike three in the inside corner. Jake Sweeney guiding that two-seamer right onto that inner half of the plate. Painting the black perfectly. Two gone. The final line, by the way, today for Justin Mice. A decent one. 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned. Walked 1, struck out 5. Got slim to no run support today, though, so he's on the losing end of this stage. Austin Schultz, the next batter. He takes high. Pitch by Sweeney, 1-0, swung on, foul back. Just over the ballpark roof, over the press box. Tall southpaw sets the 1-1. Chacon breaks for second. Pitch swung on and missed. Throw to second is much too late by Grant Cook. And as Nate Chacon swipes his fourth bag of the year. On the swing and miss, though, count goes to 1-2 on Schultz. So Jake Sweeney, 1 strike away from finishing off the inning with no further damage done. Sweeney looks in, resting the glove up against his right hip, hands together at the belt. The 1-2, Schultz swings and bounces it foul outside the third baseline. This game, a battle of the bullpens now. Both starters finished. Carlos Pena for the Tigers. Justin Mice for the Marauders. 5 innings apiece. Carlos Pena going 5 hitless innings, allowing 1 unearned run. Jake Sweeney for the Marauders. His first inning of work here in the 6th has allowed a solo homer. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down goes Schultz, and the inning is over. But the Flying Tigers get that additional run on the towering solo blast to left by Donna Uris de la Cruz. We go to the 7th. Marauders in search of a hit. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Jace Bowen will lead off for the Marauders in search of their first hit as we go to the seventh inning here in Lakeland on this Sunday afternoon. Spencer Smith back with you today as right-hander Andy Santana takes over on the bump for Lakeland. First pitch to Bowen, swung on, popped up out of play off on the first base side. Third pitcher of the day for the Flying Tigers, Carlos Pena, five hitless innings. Matt Walker working a scoreless sixth in relief. Now Andy Santana making his first appearance of the series. Deals the 0-1 to Bowen. Swinging a ground ball, rolled to third, a fair ball behind the bag. Scooped up by Pacheco, throw in the dirt to first, but a beautiful stretch by Bigby. Almost doing the splits receiving that throw. Bowen retired, one gone. Ever since beginning play in 2010, the Marauders have never been no-hit. Grant Cook looking for a base knock here, 0-for-1 with a walk in the fourth. One run, no hits for Bradenton. Three runs, seven hits for Lakeland. Santana fires, and Cook ducks away from one inside and high. Almost hit by it. Left-hander Carlos Pena, nasty in his five innings as the starter for Lakeland today. Next pitch, just up and away for ball two on Cook. Andy Santana has struggled this season, 6.55 ERA, over eight relief outings. Opponents hitting 340 against him. The 2-0. Cook lays off high for ball three. Well, the walks have not been a huge problem to come by, meanwhile, for the Marauders. They've drawn four of them. They've only made something out of one, though. Randy Romero walked in the third, stole second, scored on a throwing error on that very same play. 3-0. Cook takes a high strike on a fastball. Santana signed out of the Dominican Republic by the Tigers. San Jose de Ocoa in the Dominican, his hometown. 3-1. Cook swings and misses for strike two. Tigers signed Santana in the summer of 2016. His 3-2 pitch to Cook. Take it upstairs for ball four. And Santana, a little bit of a jump on the front slope of the mound after his delivery. Not happy with the result. Angel Basabe will be the next batter. Grant Cook, not a threat to run at first base. So Basabe is going to try and find a gap here. Left-handed batter waits. Santana deals, and Basabe swings and pops this one foul. Out of play. Fifth season as a professional for the right-hander Andy Santana. 6'3" on the mound, the righty deals. Basabe swings and smokes a line drive foul down the first baseline. Gustavo Amaña watching that ball whistle by his left ear by about 10 feet. That's one of the few hard-hit balls we've seen off of Bradenton bat today. A lot of strikeouts. 11 strikeouts racked up by Flying Tigers pitching this afternoon. Center fielder Chacon playing toward the pull side into right center on Basabe. The 0-2. Swing and another pop foul. Third baseline toward the seats. Flying Tigers leading 3-1. The Marauders not managing a hit yet. Even so, the tying run stands at the plate at this very moment. Santana delivers, and the pitch is swung on and popped up. Shallow left field, third baseman Pacheco, shortstop Sequeira out. Left fielder Mendoza calls them both off. He had the slightly better angle, and he makes the grab. Shortstop Sequeira is practically holding his hands on his hips in mock dissatisfaction at his teammate. And now Sequeira started giving a little flick of the hand and the wrist to his teammate, laughing at him, saying, go back to your position, go on. Alexander Mojica next up, two outs, and Cook still on first base. Toss to Mojica, upstairs with a heater. Two outs here in the seventh. The Marauders hitless today. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Mojica cutting way out in front of that breaking ball. has been a low-scoring series. The 1-1 pitch. Mojica swings and misses for strike two. Fastball that time from Santana. Mojica down on strikes each of his first two at-bats, trying to put something in play now with two outs in the seventh inning. The pitch. Swinging and a foul back. He gets a piece. Man wearing a brown Manny Machado Padres jersey behind home plate, standing and watching the action. The 1-2 again to Mojica. Taken low, breaking ball, good eye. Mojica tied for second on the team with four home runs this season. Once again, represents that tying run at the plate here in the seventh for the Marauders. 2-2 pitch. Mojica takes in the dirt for ball three. So Grant Cook will get a head start from first base on the next pitch. 3-2, two outs. Catcher Donna Urias de la Cruz waving to his teammates, reminding them of that. Long look in by Santana, and the right-hander brings his hands together. 3-2, there goes Cook for second. Mojica swings in, lifts his one, high in the air, deep to left. Mendoza back and on the warning track. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Mojica gave it a ride, but not quite deep enough as the ballpark holds it. And it's time to stretch here in Lakeland. Flying Tigers 3, Marauders 1. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders' bats have not been fruitful in their search for a hit this afternoon. Pitching is doing the best job they can here. Flying Tigers, though, lead this game 3-1 here in Lakeland. And rehabbing Pirates right-hander Nick Mears is on to pitch the bottom of the seventh for Bradenton. Fourth appearance on rehab for Mears, his second on the road. And Mears will look to bring that mid-90s fastball and power slider to work here against the top of the Flying Tigers order. Isaac Pacheco, Carlos Mendoza, Manuel Sequeira. Three men at the top of the order for Lakeland. Major League rehabber, no pitch clock rules being applied, so Nick Mears will get as much time as he needs between pitches. Long-haired righty from Sacramento, California, working his way back from arthroscopic surgery on his right elbow that he underwent in February. Looks in, has the signal, and from the third base side of the rubber, lifts his leg and deals. Pacheco swings and lifts this one high, deep to right field. Going back, Romero onto the warning track. He has room, and he makes the catch. Isaac Pacheco gives it a deep ride, but Randy Romero able to track it down just shy of the wall. Bring up Carlos Mendoza, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored in this tight game. Flying Tigers got two runs in the first, RBI singles by Justice Bigby and Donny Urys de la Cruz, latter of whom added a solo homer in the sixth inning off Jake Sweeney. Pitch to Mendoza, shows bunt, pulls back. Mojica charging from third base. The way the bats have been flailing throughout the majority of this series, pressure has really been on the Marauders' pitching staff this week. The 1-0 coming. Swing and a fly ball left center. Luke Brown moves to his left, tracks it, and makes the catch. Two away. Here's Manuel Sequeira. Righty on righty as Nick Mears has retired the first two men via flyout. Mears with a long look in to Grant Cook, his battery mate. Mears delivers. Big breaking ball falls into the zone for a strike. Right-hander stands 6'2", 200 pounds. 25-year-old delivers the 0-1. Bounces in the dirt. Makes his way to the backstop. Lakeland 3, Bradenton 1. Bottom of the 7th inning. Light crowd here at Publix Field here in the series finale. Flying Tigers inching their way toward a series win. The 1-1. Fastball pumped into the zone at 94 on the radar gun for strike two. Ears toes the rubber. Black cleats up against the third base end of the slab. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Sequeira swings, gets a piece of it, fouling it back. Marauders in their continued quest for a hit this afternoon will send Romero, Brown, and Jarvis 8-9-1 to the plate in the eighth inning when that comes along. Now Mears with another 1-2 pitch. Slider swung on, softly lined to third. A leaping grab by Mojica. Well done. A scoreless seventh inning by Nick Mears. And it remains a two-run ball game. We head to the eighth. The Marauders in search of a hit, trailing by just two runs. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening.
Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We go to the eighth inning. Marauders in search of a hit here in Lakeland. They've been held hitless through seven innings. And left-hander Christian Tortosa is on to pitch the eighth for Lakeland. Flying Tigers lead 3-1. Randy Romero, the batter for Bradenton. A 9-1 in the order for the Marauders. Pitch to Romero is way outside for ball one. The Marauders have not been able to seize the opportunities they've been given, with a handful of walks issued by Lakeland's pitching staff today. Total of five walks, only one of them coming around for an unearned run. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a towering pop-up first base side. This is headed toward the seating bowl. Makes a high bounce in the concrete center aisle, and instead of making its way toward the tunnel toward the concourse, falls up into the seating bowl in the upper reaches of the bowl. Romero facing a 1-1 count. Big lefty Tortosa fires, and a breaking ball misses high. Lakeland, two runs in the first. A couple of RBI singles by Justice Bigby, Donnie Uris, De La Cruz. De La Cruz added a solo blast in the sixth. 2-1 to Romero. He lays off high for ball three. Marauders got their only run in the third inning when Romero walked, stole second, then got up and came home on that very same play when the catcher's throw sailed into center field. 3-1 from Tortosa. Romero swings and fights one off foul. Count is full. Randy Romero, 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout today. Awaits a 3-2. Tortosa kicks and delivers a 3-2. Swung on it, foul back. He stays alive. Easy to let the no-hit bid get in the way of the fact that the Marauders trail by only two runs here in the eighth inning. Marauders have not been a team of late great comebacks this season. Always a new opportunity to start, though. Tortosa ready. He deals another 3-2, and it's called strike three in the inside corner. Randy Romero is asking for a challenge, and Alex Lowry, played umpire, saying, no, you're all out. Marauders have already made three unsuccessful ball strike challenges today. And so it'll be left up to the human element for the Marauders for the rest of the way. Flying Tigers are five outs away defensively from a combined no-hitter. Marauders trying to break it up. Luke Brown, the batter. He takes a first pitch outside corner for strike one. Christian Tortosa is on for his second outing of this series. Towering lefty deals the 0-1. Brown lays off low and outside, a slider. 10 appearances, an ERA over 10 for Tortosa. 16 runs, 14 earned over 12 innings of work. Here's his 1-1. Breaking ball breaks too low. Brown, a good eye. Count is 2-1. Tortosa is averaging two strikeouts per inning, though, so the put-away stuff is certainly there. 24 strikeouts over 12 innings. 2-1. That's low and outside for ball three. Infielders for the Flying Tigers, shading around to the pull side on the lefty hitting Brown. Center fielder Chacon, meanwhile, playing toward the opposite gap, left center. Tortosa's 3-1 pitch is high and inside. Brown turns away from it. That's ball four. The Marauders will bring the tying run to the plate in the form of Mike Jarvis. That is the sixth walk Bradenton has drawn today. At no point have the Marauders had multiple base runners in an inning this afternoon. Those walks have all been isolated. Tortosa deals a first pitch strike in the inner half to Jarvis. 11 walks over 12 innings coming into this game for Tortosa this season. So the command has not always been there. He's ready with the 0-1 pitch. Jarvis takes low. Flying Tigers in front, 3-1. We're playing in the top half of the eighth inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Marauders, one run, no hits. Flying Tigers, three runs, seven hits. The 1-1 offering. That's in the dirt. Good block by De La Cruz. Marauders trying to avoid being no hit for the first time in team history. Two and one on Jarvis. Good line drive hitter from the right side. Now Tortosa's 2-1 pitch. Jarvis swings and pops it foul. Out of play behind home plate. Marauders with a few of their most loyal fans sitting around the third base side there, right past the visitor's dugout. These guys, regular attendees at games at Leacom Park. Hearing them chime in a couple of times here and there today. 2-2 pitch. Jarvis swings and sends this one to shallow right. Charging in, Schultz. Running in, and drops in! Up to second base, and safe on a slide is Luke Brown. The throw is wild, but it's backed up by the third baseman, Pacheco. Let's see what the official scores ruling is. That is ruled a base hit, and the no-hit bid is over. A bloop single by Mike Jarvis as the sliding second baseman, Veliz, couldn't quite make the play. And so the Marauders can heave a sigh of relief here and now focus a little more on the bigger objective at hand, trying to win this game. That was one heck of a performance up until that point for the Flying Tigers, who are still putting together a solid combined appearance. So far holding the Marauders to just one run on one hit. Here is Davies Nadal with two men aboard. Lefty on lefty as Tortosa steps off the rubber. Here's the set. And the pitch coming. Nadal swings and bounces it back to the mound. Tortosa goes to second for one. Barely kind of lobbed that throw up there, and it was a close play to begin with. But the out recorded there. Jarvis retired. Up to third base goes Brown. And Davies Nadal standing on first with no throw. Runners on the corners. Tying run waits on first base. The potential go-ahead run comes to the plate in Rodolfo Nolasco. We really have to feel for both second baseman Frank Veliz and right fielder Austin Schultz on that play that broke up the no-hit bid. Not much they could do about it. Always a sinking feeling, though. Pitch to Nolasco. Swung on and belted. Deep to left field. Way back. Goodbye, baseball! Into the Corona Cabana. And the Marauders take the lead 4-3. No doubt about it on the three-run blast by Rodolfo Nolasco. 1 minute, the Marauders being no hit, and the next, they have a 4-3 lead here in the eighth inning. Wow! Big fly number four on the season for Rodolfo Nolasco could not have come at a better time. And a dejected Flying Tigers home crowd looks on in stunned silence. Chase Bowen will bat next for the Marauders. Big gap opening up in left center field. As Tortosa fires, and the pitch is on the inside corner for a strike. What a turn of events here in the eighth inning as Bradenton takes the lead after being no-hit over 7 2/3 innings. The 0-1 pitch to Bowen. He swings and misses, chased in the dirt. So now not only do the Marauders have the no-hit bid off their chest, the pressure of that, they now have an opportunity to come away with a series split this weekend. Tortosa, big lefty, has the signal from De La Cruz. And the 0-2 toss misses low and inside. Here's the pitch. Bowen swings and socks a line drive to left center. That falls in for a base hit. Esne Chacon there to pick it up, and Jace Bowen stops at first with a two-out single. All of a sudden, the Marauders bring their seventh man to the plate this inning in Grant Cook. The pitch to Cook misses high and outside from Tortosa. A 1-0. That one swung on, foul back. Marauders now working with a 4-3 lead, and you can just about hear a pin drop inside this ballpark. Flying Tigers had a 3-1 lead and a no-hit bid. 2 outs deep into this eighth inning. That's gone. The lead is gone. Next pitch swung on, popped up behind home plate. And Cook sends this one out of play. Count 1-2 in the Marauders' catcher. Tortosa brings his hands together at the chest. And the 1-2 on its way. Buried in the dirt. Cook not giving chase. Two balls, two strikes, two outs with Jace Bowen on first base. Marauders now trying to add on to their newly minted one-run lead. Tortosa deals the pitch way outside for ball three, and the count is full. The set. The 3-2 on its way, and Cook swings and slashes this one foul to the right side. Tortosa ready. 3-2, there goes Bowen for second. Low and inside, the pitch misses for ball four, and the inning rolls along. Christian Tortosa has seen the wheels come off here in the eighth inning, and it looks like skipper Andrew Graham has seen enough from his left-hander. Andrew Graham comes out of that first base home dugout, where the Flying Tigers have had some action. He motions to the bullpen. That is it for Tortosa. A rough way to go for the left-hander for the Flying Tigers. Still a one-run game, though, albeit with the Marauders in front. It's 4-3. Back next after the pitching change, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved four-legged friend to the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Right-hander Willyander Moreno takes over the pitch for the Flying Tigers, who now trail the Marauders 4-3. If you're just joining us, the Marauders were being held hitless coming into this eighth inning. And there were even two outs in this inning before a hit came across. Mike Jarvis blooped a single to right field with a man on first base. That put runners on first and second. And then after a fielder's choice grounder back to the mound, Rodolfo Nolasco crushed a ball deep to left field for a go-ahead three-run homer. So in heartbreaking fashion, no hit bid gone for the Flag Tigers and the lead gone for the home team. Angel Basabe, the batter, as Moreno deals, and Basabe cracks his bat, soft liner towards second, and a safe trapped ball at first, but Belize able to make a sliding stop on the backhand, throws to first in time, and the inning is over on one pitch, but we go to the bottom of the eighth. The Marauders now working with a 4-3 lead. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders now have the lead in Lakeland. Now they need to hang on to it. Bottom of the eighth inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland, where the Marauders have taken a 4-3 lead over the Flying Tigers. And for those just joining us, the Marauders were being no-hit into the eighth inning. With two outs, a Mike Jarvis bloop single into shallow right field that advanced Luke Brown to second base. Brown had walked earlier in the inning. Rodolfo Nolasco stepped to the plate and blasted a go-ahead three-run homer to left field, not only erasing the no-hit bid, but also the lead for the Flying Tigers. Now Junior Tebow is on to pitch the eighth for the Marauders. Man who brings a lot of good stuff out of that arsenal, but is wild at times. We'll have to command his repertoire here today and help the Marauders hold this 4-3 lead. Roberto Campos, 0-3 from the cleanup spot, leads off for the Flying Tigers. Pitch by Tebow. Fastball swung on, chopped foul. Loop single by Mike Jarvis to shallow right field. He erased the no-hit bid for Lakeland against Christian Tortosa, who went on two batters later to give up the go-ahead blast to Nolasco. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a bouncing ball hit to short, and that is knocked down by the shortstop Nadal. Throw to first is wild, but stays in play, bouncing off the sidewall. Campos safe at first. And that's been ruled an infield single for Campos, his first hit of the afternoon. Davis Nadal has been flashy at times at shortstop, but also at times erratic. So although he was not charged with an error there, cleanly handled ball should have been the first out of the inning. Tying run on first, go-ahead run at the plate. Here's the pitch to Justice Bigby, low and outside. Tebow hitting 94 miles per hour on the fastball. We've seen up to 97 this season. Nods to the signal, working quickly. Deals the 1-0. Bigby takes a look at a slider for strike one. Bigby is 2-3. Only one of his hits had left the infield, but it was an RBI single in the first. Part of a two-run first for Lakeland. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Bigby through a fastball. Junior Tebow, an ERA of 4 on the season, 20 strikeouts over 18 innings. He has also walked 13. The 1-2, Bigby swings and spoils it foul. Junior Tebow allowing just one unearned run over his last three appearances, spanning four innings. He's been a tough nut to crack lately. The 1-2, Bigby takes low. Fastball at 94, misses. Marauders hanging on to a 4-3 lead thanks to Rodolfo Nolasco's go-ahead three-run homer to left field. Tebow deals 2-2, taken inside corner, strike three. The ball dropped by Cook. The call made by Alex Lowry ringing up just as Bigby won away. Donna Uris de la Cruz steps up to the plate next. Plate umpire Lowry getting a fresh couple of handfuls of baseballs from the Tigers' ball boy, bat boy. Righty on righty matchup as Tebow comes home with it. Pitch is taken upstairs. Tebow protecting the one-run lead for Bradenton. The 1-0. Taken high. Slider just missed. Here's the set. 2-0 coming. That's way too high for ball three. For those Tigers and Flying Tigers fans listening into the broadcast today, Gage Workman, former Flying Tiger, just a double shy of the cycle for double A Erie this afternoon. Coincidentally, as we see a mound visit here from pitching coach Yorman Bizardo, coincidentally, Gage Workman hit for the cycle last season against the Marauders at Lecomb Park. That was part of a May series in which the Marauders dropped four of the six games. And after a particularly crushing defeat in that Sunday afternoon game, that proved to be the turning point for the Marauders' championship campaign last year. Marauders from then on went to sweep the Palm Beach Cardinals in the next series, part of a nine-game winning streak. And we all know how last season turned out for the Marauders, Low A Southeast League champions. Much different names, a lot of different faces, different skill sets, different personalities. Marauders here this week just looking for a series split, but they have fought back hard to get this far. They lead 4-3. 3-0 pitch to De La Cruz from Tebow is just inside for ball four. Now the tying run into scoring position, the go-ahead run on first for Lakeland. Marauders getting somebody up in that right field bullpen now. Bullpens here at Publix Field, adjacent to one another, separated by a divider. The short way, much like you see in a lot of major league ballparks. First and second, one away for Esne Chacon, who calls time, steps out briefly with his front foot. Tebow would love a ground ball to the infield. Here's the pitch. Chacon takes a fastball strike at the knees. Can't get a look just yet at who the Marauders are loosening in that bullpen. Set, the 0-1 from Tebow. Slider buried in the dirt. Good block by Cook. The Marauders in erasing the no-hit bid and also bringing themselves into the lead. Sent eight men to the plate in their half of the eighth inning. Here in the bottom half. And hold on, Junior Tebow has been called for a balk. Not exactly sure what he did there. Not to say that he didn't balk altogether. Just a little case of the broadcaster happened to look down at the wrong possible split second. So it's second and third now, infield up for the Marauders. Here's the pitch to Chacon. He swings big and fouls it back. The count goes to 1-2. Tebow boosting the fastball up to 96 miles per hour that time. Working with a slim one-run lead here in the eighth. Second and third, one away. Here's the set. Right-hander takes a breath, now deals the 1-2. Chacon swings through a breaking ball, strike three. Well, that's huge for the Marauders, whose infielders can now go back to standard depth. Mariners, Frank Veliz, who is 0-3 for the Flying Tigers today. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out. Marauders 4, Flying Tigers 3. Tying and go-ahead runs both in scoring position. Tebow with the pitch. Veliz swings and bounces one to first. Backhanded by Bowen. The flip to Tebow. Covering is in time. Inning over, and Tebow escapes the eighth inning jam. We go to the ninth. Marauders looking for insurance runs. Bradenton 4, Lakeland 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPency Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapencyplumbing.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
We go to the top of the ninth inning. The Marauders trying to pad their lead now as they're in front of the Flying Tigers 4-3. Right-hander Willyander Moreno continues on the hill for Lakeland. His first pitch to Alexander Mojica. Swung on and missed on a first pitch slider. 0-1 the count. Rodolfo Nolasco, a clutch go-ahead three-run homer in the eighth inning for Bradenton. 0-1. Mojica swings and fouls this one off. Way in front of it on that swing as well. 0-2. On the Marauders, third baseman, seventh man in the order. Moreno rocks and fires the 0-2. Fastball low. Flying Tigers carried a no-hit bid, two outs deep into the eighth inning. Bloop single by Mike Jarvis spoiled it. Nolasco with a go-ahead blast moments later. 1-2 pitch is low to Mojica. Good eye. Two balls and two strikes. Junior Tebow in the bottom of the eighth inning worked out of a second and third one-out jam to keep the lead intact. Wind up and the Moreno pitch. 2-2 swung on and foul tipped into the mitt. Hung on to by De La Cruz. And Mojica down on strikes for the third time today. Randy Romero next up. Righty on righty. The pitch. Romero shows bunt. Pulls back and takes a pitch just below the knees. Ball one. The pitch, taken for strike one on the outside corner. Pitch by Moreno, 1-1. Cut on it, missed for strike two. Romero chased that slider low and away. Moreno is ready. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and Romero swings and rolls this one to first. Bigby sits back on it and runs into the base himself for the second out. So far, the Marauders not successful in extending their lead. Looking for insurance runs in this top of the ninth. Somebody throwing in that Bradenton bullpen. Not sure just yet who it is. Luke Brown, the next hitter for the Marauders. Pitch. Taken on the outside corner. Strike one from the right-hander to the lefty hitter. Now the motion by Moreno, working quickly. Brown swings and lifts this one. High in the air, deep to right center field. Schultz going back. He's near the warning track, gives way to his center fielder, Chuck Cohn, who makes the catch. Gliding deep into the gap, and the inning is over. Now three outs to go. The Marauders looking for the series split. We'll tell you on the other side of this break who is coming on to pitch for Bradenton. 4-3, Marauders lead here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Leecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Marauders lead the Flying Tigers 4-3 here in Lakeland as we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, and on to pitch, looking for his first career save, right-hander Dante Mendoza. One of the Marauders' best relievers this season. Mendoza over 12 appearances, a 1.04 ERA, a whip of the very same, and has been very good at inducing ground ball outs this season, averaging just over a strikeout per inning, and he is in search of that very first career save in a tight ball game. 9-1-2 in the Flying Tigers order here in the ninth. Austin Schultz leads off. Mendoza with the pitch. And it's a fastball strike right out over the heart of the plate. Austin Schultz, Isaac Pacheco, Carlos Mendoza. No relation. Three men due up for the Flying Tigers. Mendoza kicks and deals the 0-1. Breaking ball caught on and missed for strike two. Marauders climbing out of a no-hit bid with two outs in the eighth inning. Bloop single by Mike Jarvis. Later on, a three-run bomb by the center fielder Rodolfo Nolasco. Marauders giving that 4-3 lead. 0-2 is swung on and rolled to short. Nadal has it. The throw on to first is in time to get him by a step. One away here in the ninth. Davies Nadal taking a little extra time to get rid of that ball. And Austin Schultz almost beating it out. Two outs to go for Bradenton. Here is Isaac Pacheco. Always a tough out. Bottom of the ninth. Bases empty. Pacheco, the big, strong left-handed batter. Pitch by Mendoza, and Pacheco takes in the dirt. Isaac Pacheco, 6'4", 225 pounds. 19-year-old from Friendswood, Texas. Mendoza, 23-year-old righty from Torrance, California, deals the 1-0. Swing and a foul tip off the mitt of Cook. The Marauders with four runs, three hits, one error. Flying Tigers, three runs, eight hits, and two errors. And all of a sudden, looks like Isaac Pacheco is in a little bit of pain. Is it possibly foul that ball off himself? Not exactly sure. We don't have the benefit of a replay here in Lakeland, so Pacheco being briefly examined by the athletic trainer Eric Flores for Lakeland. Pacheco just walking around, wincing. And Pacheco assures his athletic trainer that he'll be okay. So Pacheco will dig back into the box. Announced attendance today here in Lakeland, 452 on this Sunday afternoon. Count 1-1 from Mendoza to Pacheco. Right-hander deals the 1-1, and Pacheco takes outside for ball two. Two and one the count from the 6-foot-5-inch tall righty. Here's pitch number 4 to Pacheco. He takes a backdoor breaking ball for strike two. Beautifully placed on that outside corner. Dante Mendoza, on and off, starter, reliever throughout his professional career. Third season in the Pirates organization here in 2022. Wildly successful year. Looking for out number 2 here in the ninth. His 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball outside, and the count is full. Long look in by Mendoza. He gets the sign from Cook. Hands together at the chest. 3-2 from the big righty is taken for strike three in the outside corner. A beauty of a backdoor breaking ball. And Pacheco wants to challenge it. And it has been overturned. Ball four. That puts the tying run on first base. Brings the potential winning run to home plate for the Flying Tigers. Carlos Mendoza, who homered in game two of last night's doubleheader. Carlos Mendoza into the box against the right-hander Dante Mendoza. No relation. Flying Tigers left fielder 0-for-3 with a walk today. Third baseman Mojica playing up in case of a bunt. Here's the pitch. No bunt being shown, and the fastball is in there for a strike. Tying run on first for Lakeland here in the bottom of the ninth with one out. Mendoza deals the 0-1 pitch, and Carlos Mendoza swings, pops it foul, third base side. Righty well ahead in the count. No balls and two strikes. Scrappy left-handed hitting, Carlos Mendoza, man, not shy of choking up on the bat. He's doing so here, an extra 2 inches or so. Dante Mendoza ready, his 0-2 pitch coming, and it is swung on and missed for strike three. Got him on the high fastball, and there are two gone here in the ninth inning. It's up to Manuel Sequeira, the right-handed hitting shortstop, 0-for-4 out of the 3 spot in the order today. Dante Mendoza one out away from securing his first career save and a Marauders win. Pitch to Sequeira, swing and a foul ball back to the backstop. The Marauders one out away from avoiding a series loss here in Lakeland. They have that tying run on first base, though, in Isaac Pacheco, who runs well. Bowen holds him on. Mendoza, the 0-1 to Sequeira, swung on and bounced foul at home plate, and Mendoza ahead, no balls and two strikes. The breaking up of the no-hit bid. The go-ahead three-run homer by Rodolfo Nolasco. A gutsy eighth scoreless inning by Junior Thibault. Now Dante Mendoza looking for one final strike to finish off an epic comeback here in Lakeland for the Marauders. The set with a man on first, two away. Mendoza with the 0-2 pitch. It is taken low for ball one. Smothered by Cook, Pacheco remains on first. Sequeira today, a line out to left, a strikeout looking, a fly out to deep center, and a line out to the third baseman. Mendoza ready, hands together at the chest. And his 1-2 pitch, runner breaks for second. It is taken low, and standing up at second base with a steal is Isaac Pacheco. He is now in scoring position, representing that tying run. Relievers stirring around in the Marauders' bullpen behind the right field wall, hoping to rush the field, looking for a Marauders' win. One more strike will do it from Dante Mendoza. With a man on second, two outs, tall right-hander deals the 2-2 pitch. Sakara swings and misses strike three. That's the ball game, and the Marauders win it. A final score of 4-3 here in Lakeland. The Marauders climb back from a no-hit bid by the Flying Tigers. A big three-run homer and some gutsy relief pitching gets the job done here in Lakeland on this Sunday afternoon. Finishing the series on a high note, the Marauders head back to Bradenton tonight, and they'll return to Lecom Park on Tuesday for another West Division rivalry. We'll step aside when we come back. The Marauders postgame show comes your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Lumps and lumps, regardless, mouth cancer comes as well. And just because it's smokeless doesn't mean it isn't hell. Smokeless tobacco, still tobacco, you're in for a world of hurt. So stop it now while there's still time, cause it still can bury you in the dirt.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at TobaccoFreeFlorida.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more.
Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
I wish wasn't part of me. You've increased my risk of heart disease. But these are the things you do. I'm talking snuff, snus, dip and chew.
No matter how you make it sound, smokeless tobacco is still tobacco. Get the help you need to quit your way at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland for the Marauders postgame show. Spencer Smith back with you on this Sunday afternoon as the Marauders have pulled out a come-from-behind 4-3 win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers. It was a fun one, an exciting finish over the last couple of innings. Here's how it all went down today. Lakeland took a quick 2-0 lead in the first inning on back-to-back RBI singles by Justice Bigby and Donna Uriz de la Cruz. The Marauders came back within one run in the third inning. Randy Romero walked to lead off the inning, stole second base, and on that play, catcher Donna Uriz de la Cruz's throw sailed into center field. Romero got up and advanced to third on that wild throw. A little bobble in center field by Esne Chacon allowed Romero to score after beginning that very same play on first base. It was a remarkable display of Randy Romero's wheels there as he was able to bring the Marauders within one run. However, bottom of the sixth inning, the Flying Tigers re-extend their lead to two runs on a Donna Uriz de la Cruz home run onto the berm in left field. That made it 3-1. After neither team scored in the seventh inning, the Marauders got busy in the top of the eighth inning. With two outs and a runner on first base, a bloop single to shallow right field off the bat of Mike Jarvis for the Marauders' first hit of the game. That ended in 7 2/3 innings, no hit bid by the Flying Tigers pitching staff. And then just two batters later, Rodolfo Nolasco obliterated a pitch from left-hander Christian Tortosa on top of the grass berm in left field for a go-ahead 3-run homer, giving the Marauders a 4-3 lead. Bottom of the eighth, Junior Tebow escaped a second and third one-out jam for a scoreless eighth inning. And in the ninth, Dante Mendoza maneuvered around a one-out walk, and Isaac Pacheco stole second base, but Mendoza was able to strike out the final two batters he faced today, stranding that tying run on second base, earning his first career save, and the Marauders winners. They salvaged the series split. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 4 runs, 3 hits, 1 error. They left 5 men on base. For the Flying Tigers, 3 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors, and 9 men left on base. The winning pitcher is the Major League rehabber, Nick Mears. After pitching a scoreless 7th inning, he is 1-0 on rehab assignment with the Marauders. The loss goes to Christian Tortosa, giving up that decisive 3-run blast to Rodolfo Nolasco. He falls to 1-2 on the season. The save, the first in the career of Dante Mendoza, his first save of his career, locking it down here this afternoon. Time of game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a Sunday afternoon crowd of 452. It was 85 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their win, the Marauders improved their record to 23-28. They come away with a series split, avoiding the series loss, and go home happy on a high note. The Flying Tigers, with their loss, drop back to 3 games under 500, 24-27, and they are unable to come away with a series win here in their home ballpark. We'll step aside again. When we come back, we will give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Marauders postgame show live from Lakeland. It's time to meet our Marauders player of the game. And very little doubt about this one. Rodolfo Nolasco with a go-ahead three-run shot to left field in the eighth inning, giving the Marauders the 4-3 lead, their eventual margin of victory. Nolasco coming through at just the right time with a no doubt about it blast. Rodolfo Nolasco is today's Marauders player of the game. Well, that's it here on the six-game road trip here in Central Florida. The Marauders will hop on the bus and head back home to Bradenton tonight. And they will open up a six-game series on Tuesday against the Clearwater Threshers, the single-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. We'll be on the air at 6:15 p.m. for the 6:30 first pitch on Tuesday night for the pregame show. And we can't wait to have you with us, whether listening or watching on MLB TV or at the ballpark if you're able to make it. Tickets are still available online at BradentonMarauders.com. We hope to see you or hear from you on social media. Whatever the case, we hope to have you behind us as the Marauders open up another tough series against the second-place Clearwater Threshers coming up on Tuesday. That's a wrap for us here from Lakeland. Once again, the Marauders in come-from-behind fashion, a 4-3 win over the Lakeland Flying Tigers, resulting in a series split. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good afternoon from Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.